Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
The double standards of politics and policy and the privileged against the poor and so on and so forth. Double standards, nothing new, of course. But when it's so blatant and in your face, I guess it becomes irritating to a lot of us. It irritates me, that's for sure. John Legato here, a U.S. MC retired, is a former deep cover FBI special agent, author of a new book, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. Legato has been an adjunct college professor teaching counterterrorism and international security at Campbell University. And Comey's private memos on the Trump conversations contain classified material. That's the bombshell that is being largely ignored by the media in the national circles, but it is a big deal. Of course, the whole thing with Jane and Bernie Sanders being investigated by the FBI for bank fraud also being largely ignored. Of course, Hillary Clinton and her deeds were ignored while General Petraeus was prosecuted. John Legato, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning.
I mean, there are so many examples now. It's not just one. It's not just Hillary. You can look around and see how different people are treated differently, how the stories are treated differently, how all of this, it's the swamp and the cesspool are deeper and darker than a lot of people imagined, I suppose, a fair way to put it, John.
It's frustrating as an FBI agent to watch nobody go to jail. I mean, look at Eric Holder, when he committed perjury, was allowed to go back in and reboot before a congressional committee and said that he misremembered when he signed the affidavit on James Rosen, testified he didn't have any knowledge of it, and then they produced his signature, and he said, I forgot. So, I mean, nobody goes to jail.
I forgot.
On the Democratic
side. I forgot. But, you know, if they caught any Republican here, even now, with a new Republican president, it would still be the same double standard, wouldn't it? Because that's what I'm seeing. Even though the administration has allegedly changed, the double standard and the application of law has not changed. Republicans and conservatives are punished when liberals are allowed to walk away unscathed. How is that?
I don't know. I wish I did know, man. When I was with the FBI, we never looked at ideology. You know. When we went after criminals. So I don't know what's happened, but I think that the Bureau has gotten politicized. And part of that is when Bob Mueller took over the FBI, we were pretty independent. But after his, I think he had a 12-year term.
He did.
He basically joined us at the hip with Justice. And Justice is a very political agency. I mean, look at...
Let me ask you. This is the most important question I'm going to ask you probably all day. As a former FBI special agent who worked there for a number of years, did James Comey break the law? Did he violate the contract that he signed, the agreement that he signed, not to disseminate information when he sent his memo, which he claims is just private recollections, although it was done on company time and company vehicles using company computers, the company being the FBI, and shared it with his Columbia law professor friend? Did James Comey, in your estimation, violate the law? Did he break the law? Did he commit a felony?
Yeah, he did. And first of all, he called his leaked memo. Actually, there was more. I heard four, I heard seven. He called it a personal FBI memo. Well, there's no such thing as a personal FBI memo. You can't put those two words together because once you reduce anything to writing, whether it's pen to paper or finger to keyboard, that becomes an official government document. When we would go out, if we took notes on a legal pad or on toilet paper, we had to put those notes in an evidence envelope, and that became discoverable. But look at the policy, Steve. It forbids any agent from releasing classified information or any information from an ongoing investigation or sensitive operation. So Comey had to consider, if you think about it, why was he writing the memos? He believed he was investigating obstruction of justice with the president. That made it an ongoing investigation. And it finishes that all those records created during official duties. He obviously was having an official meet with the president. That's an official duty, are to be considered government property. So I don't see how he can say this was a personal memo. I don't see how he can say he didn't break the law. His actions, his words belie his actions. And another example of that is he's writing memos after meeting with President Trump, basically because he believes the president is obstructing justice. Loretta Lynch tells him to use the word matter. Why didn't he write a memo after the meeting with Loretta Lynch? And the reason is...
Or anybody else.
Anybody else. But that shows his ideology right there. That shows his political bent. And that's what bothers me as a retired. I retired from the FBI agent.
So, John, how do we get there? We're on the line with John Legato, a former deep cover FBI special agent. How many years were you with the Bureau?
23.
So you were there for 23 years. If you had come up against this and you were looking at this and this was a lesser politician or an operative, you would pursue criminal charges against this person. If James Comey was on your radar, you would pursue criminal charges for what's been done here. If a lesser FBI agent had shared his, quote, personal FBI notes, whatever that means, with a friend at a local newspaper, you'd be pursuing prosecution, would you not?
My head is bursting. I did an article in Laura Ingraham's thing, and basically nobody goes to jail on the left. But, you know, I have a book. And it's a good example, the book. I'm not trying to bring it up, but I wrote a book. I'm retired. I had to get that book vetted, every word. It's like 430 pages. And I'm retired. I had to get that book approved by the FBI.
And let me be clear about this. I believe your book is a fiction book, correct?
It's fiction, yeah.
It's based on real experience, but it's a fictional book, and you still had to have every word approved. It had to go through the screen, if you will. It had to make sure that it passed muster as far as what was in there. And James Comey has the gall to tell the rest of the world, well, it was just personal notes, and they leave it at that. At this point, why has he not been charged?
Well, I mean, the list is long on why. I mean, like, poor Martha Stewart went to jail just for lying to FBI agents. I mean, Lois Lerner got away with not murder, but like nobody goes to jail on the left. I agree. I don't understand. It frustrates all law enforcement officers to watch selective prosecution, and that's what's going on. They're selecting who they want to prosecute. I don't know.
Is
why
it because
President
let me
Trump
ask you this?
After back Hillary for the emails, it's blatant crime.
Yeah, John, I'm going to have you back because I could talk to you for the next 3 hours about these topics. But here's what I have to ask you. The last question I can get in today, and it's important. Is there a so-called deep state, as it's referred to? Are there agents in the FBI after the marriage of justice with the FBI during the Mueller tenure, as you put it? They were joined at the hip. Is there a group of people in there that are operatives, that are liberals, that are Democrats, whatever you want to term them, that operate at their own, beat and take on Donald Trump? We got 20 seconds.
Well, I'm an FBI dealing facts. I've been 120 something leaks. Somebody's leaking. James Comey admitted he's a leaker. So if you leak something once, it's a good bet as an investigator. I would believe it wasn't your first time.
I would agree. We got to leave it there, John. It's a great answer, great conversation. The book, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller, and I don't mind mentioning it, my friend. And I'd look forward to having you back sometime soon because you are a wealth and a deep well of information at an important and critical time in American history. Thank you for everything you did and what you're doing.
You're welcome. Take care, Steve.
John Legato, everybody. It's the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.